This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people died and 52 arrests were made as Stop the Steal protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Wednesday afternoon. Three deaths were from medical episodes and one was shot and killed by Capitol Police. The unarmed woman has been identified. Relatives confirm her as Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force veteran from San Diego, California. After the protesters' delay, Congress did certify the Electoral College win of Democrats Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, officially making them the next president and vice president of the United States. Democrats took control of the Senate on Wednesday with a pair of historic victories in Georgia's runoff elections. The Reverend Raphael Warnock defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler, and John Ossoff defeated David Perdue, who recently completed his first term as senator. Senator Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Democrats have gained control of the Senate, calling it a brand new day in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
How could protesters break security lines in Washington, D.C. Wednesday? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
As the U.S. Capitol was breached on Wednesday and demonstrators forced their way inside, many lawmakers and staff were evacuated. Pictures went viral of protesters inside the Capitol on the Senate floor. As far as why that was allowed, Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado tells Fox News,
I think the officers were told not to use lethal force unless they saw an armed person or lethal force was being used against them. And so when they are overwhelmed by tens of thousands of protesters coming through the U.S. Capitol, the decision not to use lethal force, I think, was a wise decision. We can repair the damage to the U.S. Capitol. We are not going to bring back lives, and I commend the police for their restraint.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Vice President Mike Pence after Wednesday's takeover on Capitol Hill by Stop the Steal protesters.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts to defend this historic place. To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house. And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy. For even in the wake of unprecedented violence and vandalism at this Capitol.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning, America. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, the political science professor at Kentucky State University and author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty well, Bill. Good to be back on the show.
Well, wow, what a day yesterday. Something that just wasn't, you know, I mean, talk about, some might say a spontaneous combustion, but this has been building up for quite a while, hadn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are periods, I mean, people refer back to 1968 as the summer of love or the summer of rage, depending on what side they were on, basically. I mean, there are periods when there's a lot of political anger on all sides, and you see some of this stuff. You see marches, you see riots. I mean, the past summer of 2020, you saw massive riots, mostly on the political left. I mean, not calling these equivalent, but you saw mass lockdown marches mostly on the political right. And, I mean, yesterday you kind of saw that energy come to D.C. with the guys in Viking helmets walking around in Congress and so on. Yeah, it was wildly unexpected, I think, for most people.
Well, it was interesting because we had been reporting on the lead-up with Amy Kramer from the Tea Party and Stop the Steal and others were, you know, this was like the third of the most recent meetups in Washington, D.C., and like previous events and, you know, similar to other Trump-type campaigns, you never saw anything like this. So I thought it was interesting, and I noticed right off, I go, wait a minute, these can't be, you know, all Trump people or even conservatives with helmets and that. And Andy Ngo, your good buddy, even commented that he didn't think it was Antifa-driven. He didn't see some clear evidence of it, but there seemed to be signs that Antifa and other anarchists were involved and mixed in the group here. What did you observe?
Well, I mean, it's almost tempting to make jokes about kind of observed a riot. But, what I observed was, I think there are a couple factors at play here. First of all, I think that there are a lot of people in kind of rootless youth culture. If you look at even the party scene in the USA, for example, the people that follow Fish semi-professionally and so on, that are actual anarchists that enjoy chaos or that enjoy the idea of sort of system collapse. I don't think it's entirely false, for example, when genuine leftists say that, for example, members of the Boogaloo Boys have been spotted at what are considered left-wing riots. I think there are some people that would just kind of like to see things burn. And I think that obviously, you know, mass chaos is pretty attractive to those guys. In this particular case, I mean, no, I don't think it was primarily an Antifa you know, break out of order. I think there might have been a couple guys from sort of the other side that showed up to check things out and did some damage. Mm-hmm. I think there were quite a few rootless people who were attracted to the event, which was heavily discussed on Reddit and 4chan and so on down the line. And one thing I will say, I also think there were a lot of people that by most standards would be conservatives, Republican voters, or at least Trump supporters, that have seen what happened mostly on the left during the past year and kind of assumed that there's a lot of tolerance for kind of mild rioting in the USA right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the craziest things about the riots of the past summer, and I don't think there were that many targets that were as symbolic as Congress attack, but they came close a couple times, right? I mean,
right.
They burnt down a famous police station with the cops in it. I mean, the old Third Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
The Mag Mile in Chicago was looted, where people were driving Escalades into the stores and loading them up with clothes. I mean, they set up Chaz in Seattle. I mean, one of probably the top 10 shopping districts in the country. They created the sort of fake country. So I think a lot of young men saw this and said, well, there doesn't seem to be much of any penalty for this. So, yeah, there were some guys perhaps on the other side. There were also some guys on the right that just said, well, it doesn't seem like anything happens if you do this. Mm-hmm. And when you have that breakdown of order, I mean, you see, like the guy in the barbarian outfit standing in Congress was very symbolic because civilization is fragile. The barbarians are always there waiting.
Right.
I think a lot of people saw the law isn't being enforced for a year, and I think this is kind of what came out of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing what I thought was quite curious was, you know, they're showing footage inside Monument Hall, right? And you've got stanchions that people normally, when they go through in an orderly manner, they stay within those stanchions. And I observed early on, I go, well, this is interesting. I mean, it seems like, you know, people with American flags walking through Monument Hall in between the stanchions. I mean, this wasn't reminiscent of a Black Lives Matter event where, you know, things were being destroyed at that point in the demonstration. Things were not being, you know, destroyed. They weren't knocking over stanchions. And, you know, they were actually giving heed to the stanchions and walking inside. And I thought, well, that's interesting, you know, that you had a certain, you know, to your point, this ran the spectrum of people's political bents and expressions.
I mean, somebody, it might have been Howard Stern, actually joked about that and said this is a very Republican riot, you know, and they were all within the, the stanchions, the rope going through the great halls in the congressional building. I really think actually coverage of this gets into another one of the major issues in society today, which is that nobody trusts the media.
Mm.
So, I mean, this was a very intense discussion when I logged on to some of the men's forums and so on today in terms of what actually happened. I mean, obviously no one's excusing this, but the presentation of this in the media is there was a large scale riot where Congress was taken over and people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some open rioting. I mean, like when protesters broke down the first wall of 10-foot high metal fences and charged Congress, and that's something you don't normally see in first world countries. But if you actually look at the photographs of the people that were inside the congressional building, I mean, there seemed to be maybe 200, 300 people maximum. Mm-hmm. So I'd be interested in what the actual government report on this from, you know, the no-nonsense Capitol Police ends up saying. I mean, the presentation is essentially tens of thousands of people took over Congress, were looting offices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, precious records may have been taken. Maybe, and if so, those people need to go to jail. But I'm curious about whether that actually happened or whether a group of a couple hundred young men entered the building and was chased out in an hour or two.
Neither it is good,
but
yeah.
The second's very different.
Yeah, it is ironic because initially the report was thousands of people, you know, descend on D.C. And this has been going on. And even on the first event, there was 1.4 million people that came to the first event, according to the D.C. police. The second time, probably equal numbers. This time, even more so. So we went from thousands to now it was, hundreds of thousands of rioters, you know, walk into the Capitol building. So, you know, it's the mainstream media, you know, having their way with the headlines.
Yeah, I think you definitely said there was some fighting, there was some rioting. I mean, The presentation, this is kind of like Charlottesville, where, again, absolutely nobody excuses the alt-right, who were generally scum, that went down there, got into a clash with their opposite numbers in Antifa. Unfortunately, a young woman was killed. But the presentation of that, the imagery from that, was used for a year to portray rioting as primarily the province of the right, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I mean, over the past year, we've seen, I've given some of the major examples, but gigantic, massive riots. I mean, the David Dorn killing, for example, I already mentioned the setup of Chaz, so on down the line. But I think that the imagery from this is going to be very similar to Charlottesville. Anytime someone, or it's going to be used in that fashion, and that anytime someone brings up the prevalence of left-wing rioting, the response is going to be, well, you guys took over the Capitol with 100,000 people. I would say the reality is more like 200 guys went into the building, and we should track down those 200 guys.
We've got to go to break. Pause here. More from Dr. Wilfred Riley on the other side. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Fresh and independent we are, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour in our conversation with the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Dr. Wilford Riley continues. Will, you mentioned earlier about Charlottesville. Just like Charlottesville, is this going to fall on Donald Trump?
I think that, well, to some extent, yes. And although I'm a man of the right, I think it's important to be kind of fair about this. Donald Trump has very definitely, there's traditionally been the idea in politics. Obviously, I don't think there's been conclusive proof that this election was stolen in terms of an actual demonstration of X number of votes taken here. But we've frankly seen stolen elections in the past on all sides. I mean, Kennedy famously stole one.
Exactly.
I mean, Ed, I do think that's been more common on the left because of the concentration of leftist politicians in the big kind of crooked cities. But generally, what's been done there is a set of repairs to the electoral system, making it harder for, quote unquote, the dead to vote Democrat. And then you sort of move on. Mm-hmm. Trump has very much, with a lot less evidence than Mr. Nixon had, said, no, I think this was stolen. I think I want to fight it. I'm going to bring this to court as much as my team can. You've seen Sidney Powell. You've seen Lynn Wood. So I very much think that this idea of stop the steal, we know what happened, has grown up around Donald Trump. I've never heard Trump directly call people to riot or anything like that, but I obviously think that the anger around the 2020 election has a lot to do with things that Donald Trump has said. Mm-hmm. Now you also have to recognize optics. So first, there's that. Trump has said he thinks the election's stolen. And second, if you're in that kind of leadership role, you have to realize that if there's another party going against you, or in my opinion, a media industry going against you, mm-hmm. anything that can reflect badly on you is going to be used in that fashion.
Right.
So, of course, there are going to be attempts. I mean, you're going to see editorials today from the New York Times and the Washington Post saying that Article 25 should be used to remove Trump, Trump should be impeached again, so on, because he started this riot. So, yeah, yesterday was a fairly bad day for the Republicans, if we're looking at this bluntly and honestly. Two very winnable races in Georgia were lost. And then you saw fighting in D.C., although I think to an extent it was vastly exaggerated. And the cause of a lot of that is this sort of Kraken narrative, the idea that, you know, the election was stolen. Why bother to go out and vote for Republicans? Something very disturbing that you can see in the data is that the people least likely to vote in Georgia were people in deep red Republican counties that swung the election. And the idea there is that they probably believe that Trump is going to be the president January 20th, or that the Georgia government would steal their vote no matter what happened. So, yeah, I think, you know, in political science, we have the lecturers sitting back looking at the data a year from now. But I think that a day from now, the major papers are going to be saying this is something that Trump caused and you should vote for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. It's the other thing that concerns me is that we lost an opportunity to kind of settle it a little bit. You know, I thought what Senator Cruz was offering, you know, a 10-day study, a bipartisan study of it to really be able to address these issues, because what is frustrating those on the right is that they really did not get their day in court. I mean, you've got a lot of he said, she said, you've got signed affidavits, you've got all these testimonies that are out there, and this is going to be one of those things, like, you know, kind of like what we're talking about right now in a casual sense. You know, all these years, decades later, we're going to look back, and just like we say with JFK and with Nixon, oh yeah, everybody knows that he stole the election. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? We're saying this decades later, and we're going to be doing the same thing. We're going to look back retrospectively and say, oh yeah, that Joe Biden deal, it didn't even make sense, you know, that he would become president of the United States. He didn't go out, he didn't talk to people, nobody asked him any tough questions. You had this, as you said, the forces of the establishment media, social media, corporate America, all these things coming. I mean, this is an incredible political science study. You're going to have fun with this for years to come.
Well, I think that Well, first of all, I think that there have been a number of America needs to improve its election system, first of all. I mean, just basic things like requiring an ID and a signature state-by-state paper balloting. I mean, we've seen this five or six times in the past 15 elections from a political science
yes.
perspective. I mean, Bush v. Gore, I mean, they're, and this may just be my partisanship, but I think they eventually got to the right guy. But, I mean, Bush won by 530 votes or something like that. Mm-hmm. They were analyzing yeah. the chads and the ballots. So I think when people look back at this, I don't think Trump will have convinced most political scientists that he 100,000 votes were stolen or something like that. I do think that what people will in general believe is that there was mass pressure put within industry on people to back his opponent so that things like the Hunter Biden story disappeared. And you saw this in this follow-up Georgia election as well. I mean, there are these crazy stories where Raphael Warnock allegedly ran over his wife with a car, or not to exaggerate, yes. ran over her feet with the navigator. I mean, this seemed to disappear. I mean, one of the top guys on the Intelligence Committee, Swalwell, was sleeping with a Chinese spy named Fang Fang. And I'm not going to make any internet jokes about that, but just these stories lasted for a day or two. I mean, at Warnock's day camp, someone apparently had urine thrown on them. There was a major lawsuit, one of Georgia's largest civil lawsuits. So I think that where theft occurs to the extent that it does is that there is this entire infrastructure that often advantages one party and not the other right now. And we can't ignore that. But yeah, I think people will definitely look back on this as, you know, an imperfect election down the road. A lot of that's because of COVID-19. And again, it's not worth redoing history. You know, what would have happened if the Chinese or Japanese hadn't fought, or whites and blacks in the past or something. But you do have to notice, without COVID-19, I mean, Trump very likely just would have been president. And I think one of the reasons he's acting so aggressively is that he has to be aware of all this to some extent. If it weren't for COVID, if it weren't for the media, if it weren't for X, Y, and Z, he comes to the business world, he's a competitor. But the reality is that now, yes, these images will be used by major media to portray the right as crazy, and you'll see less and less usage as the months go by of the images from the left from the past summer.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, a nice, easy exchange on their behalf to represent, their ideology, to say the least. But what does this happen? I mean, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit surprised, because going into this, I really thought what was going to happen was the Democratic Party was going to implode. And I think it's ironic that it's the Republican Party that imploded.
Yeah, I mean, that's one word for it. I think that the reality is that both parties contain large, very fragile coalitions because we only have two parties. And the reality is that we probably have five or six, like they do in the major civilized European states. I mean, the AOC socialists, the traditional Union Democrats, which I still have kind of a warm spot for, the business Republicans, you know, the Trump patriots. I mean, you've got a number of potential parties out there. And, I mean, obviously a lot of people saw the tension between Speaker Pelosi, who's a multimillionaire businesswoman who's 80, and, for example, Ilhan Omar. And we thought that might break up that coalition. What people forgot, though, is that there's also an extraordinary tension between, say, you know, Marco Rubio or Joe Manchin, who's probably going to come over to the GOP side, and then Donald Trump. And obviously you saw that over the past couple of weeks, where Trump basically said things publicly that are normally in cigar-filled back rooms, like, I don't trust the governor of Georgia, we've got a lot of rhinos in this party. And that, again, that's one of the reasons people didn't necessarily vote for someone like Loeffler. And it's also one of the reasons there are people in the streets yesterday. There's a lot of anger on the right, just like there is on the left.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been keeping an eye on a prediction that was made in the book Megatrends by John Naisbitt, what, some 20 years plus. And he said that the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating. And my question to him is, and maybe this might be the impetus, Will, is that after everything is all said and done, is there such a splintering that we end up with, three or four parties as a result of all this? What do you think?
I mean, I frankly would like to see that. I'd probably vote for the business Republicans, and I did consider at least three of them. But, I mean, the issue, though, from a practical competitive standpoint, would be which party fractures first. So, I mean, I know from people at the senior staffer level that, I mean, one of the nightmares in the GOP right now is this idea that there's going to be, like, Donald Trump is going to essentially be president in exile. I mean, he lost by a few thousand votes. He's still holding rallies. And he will be doing events while the party's trying to gear up for 2020 with kind of a center-right ex-military slate of candidates. And what you're going to see if that happens is a lot of Republicans losing.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. We've got to leave it there.
It's one Dem, that's bad.
Dr. Wilfred Riley right here on Bill Martinez.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people died and 52 arrests were made as Stop the Steal protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Wednesday afternoon. Three deaths were from medical episodes and one was shot and killed by Capitol Police. The unarmed woman has been identified. Relatives confirm her as Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force veteran from San Diego, California. After the protesters' delay, Congress did certify the Electoral College win of Democrats Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, officially making them the next president and vice president of the United States. Democrats took control of the Senate on Wednesday with a pair of historic victories in Georgia's runoff elections. The Reverend Raphael Warnock defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler, and John Ossoff defeated David Perdue, who recently completed his first term as senator. Senator Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Democrats have gained control of the Senate, calling it a brand new day in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch joins us now. Always good to be talking to him. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Bill, how are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Boy, I'll tell you, the outrage still remains, and I don't know how Joe Biden's administration, if it is to proceed, can do so when 40% of America wants to turn its back on the election because of what seems to be rather obvious to some of us, the voter fraud that's taking place.
No, you're absolutely right about it. And, you know, people on the left continue to pretend, oh, there's nothing there. There's no proof. It's invented. DeRoy Murdoch and Bill Martinez are hallucinating and, you know, we're on peyote or whatever. And, look, I mean, there's evidence all over the place of, at a bare minimum, things that deserve deeper scrutiny. Just December 28th, 17 members of the state Senate in Pennsylvania put out a press release that was
following on to a December 22 letter that they sent to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Congressman Scott Perry, I think, of Pennsylvania. And they've calculated that there are 202,377 more ballots cast than the voters who voted in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That is a huge number. And this
right.
is called stuffing the ballot box. Right. There's no way you can excuse that or try to justify it. If you have 200,000 more people, more ballots, you have actual voters who are voting, you have a very stuffed ballot box that would have a huge impact on the presidential race. I believe Biden's margin was about 82,000 roughly. So what is that, 2.5 times his margin
exactly.
of victory, apparently? And you've got very interesting reports out of I believe Georgia. I've got affidavits. I've cited a number of places. Two Democrats actually issued, put out affidavits, signed, sworn, notarized, and one person whose party's not stated. They all say that they saw the same thing when they went and did the recount in Georgia, which was these pristine absentee ballots. They look like they've not been touched. They appear to be, one observer said they appear to be on a different paper stock than the other ballots.
Right.
And the little bubble that you fill in next to Biden's name were all filled in exactly the same, evenly, consistently. When people fill things different out, they fill in a little bit on the side or maybe not mm-hmm. fill in the bubble completely. These bubbles were perfectly filled, all of them identically marked. And one observer, a man named Carlos Silva, who's a Democrat, said he sat in the counting room as they went through these ballots and he heard Joe Biden's name 500 times in a row. This seems at a bare minimum to be extremely unusual, if not totally illegal.
Exactly.
And then you've got these other observers who are not allowed to go in on election night in the counting rooms in Wayne County, Michigan, which is where Detroit is. They were kicked out of those rooms, and the windows were covered up with cardboard, so they couldn't see what was going on. They were booted out of the counting rooms in Georgia. They said that there was a pipe leak, and everyone, I guess, was going to drown. Turned out that there was a urinal that leaked, and that had been fixed earlier. Once those people had gotten out of that counting room, all of a sudden these boxes full of ballots appear out of the from under a table where they'd been concealed, and four of the election workers, who after were told that voting would stop or counting would stop, they then pull out these containers full of ballots and start running through the machines without any observers or supervision. I mean, that was just a handful of examples. It is fishy as hell, and I've been writing about politics really since 1978, so 43 years now I've been doing this. I've never seen anything.
I was going to say, this is about the worst it gets. I mean, and what is tolerable? I mean, you know, you hear from the left, oh, it wouldn't have changed the vote, you know, the results anyway. Well, first of all, when you're talking hundreds of thousands of votes, I think that that statement's quite hollow. But what it puts into the bloodstream of the body politic and the whole process is that it compromises it. I mean, the reason we are here today is because for decades it was tolerable. You know, it was just such a minor amount. I mean, so much so that, or so little so, that even the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, says there's no such thing as voter fraud in the United States of America.
No, it's extraordinary. And this, it wouldn't have made a difference. Okay, let's look at Michigan. Biden's margin of victory, as it's been reported, is 154,818. So let's say you had 150,000 guaranteed, verified, confirmed fraudulent ballots. He still won Michigan by 4,818 votes, so therefore 150,000 fraudulent ballots in Michigan would be okay. That would be a problem because it wouldn't change the outcome. That is sick. That is disgusting. You know, if you had Jimmy Carter and his wonderful group of people observing elections overseas, and they were in any country you want to pick, going through elections, they're being observed, and they said, well, we found 150,000 fraudulent ballots. You think Jimmy Carter and company would say, well, that's okay, didn't make a difference? No. They'd say, well, let's clean them up, and let's find out who is responsible, and throw them in the clink. And we need to do the same thing here. Almost nobody ever goes to jail for this stuff. It's usually, you know, a pat on the wrist or a fine or something like this. This is a really serious crime. I want to see everybody involved in this found, handcuffed, put on trial, and if they're convicted, they need to go to jail for about 10 years.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is also, DeRoy, here is you've got people, you know, from the local level all the way on up, certifying a fraudulent statement. They know, they have to know that this is, you know, there was voter fraud that took place, you know, these reports, and for them, how can anybody in good conscience
knowing that to be the case, sign off on it and certify and say that this is a valid vote count?
You know, I think it's really, I guess, between those people and their gods to decide how they do this, how they can sleep at night. You know, again, this is not just one person who forgot to bring an ID and someone said, okay, fine, Bob, I know you from the barbershop. Go ahead and vote. I mean, that's a wink and a nod. You know, maybe we can live with a little bit of that. But no, you're talking about boxes full of questionable ballots, ballots which appear as if they may have been printed ahead of time, filled in for Biden. You've got this, again, affidavit. An affidavit is evidence in court. People say, oh, there's no evidence. Affidavits are evidence. There's an affidavit from a gentleman by the name of Jesse Morgan, who's a truck driver. And according to his signed, sworn, and notarized affidavit, on October 21st, he drove a truck with, he calculates, between 144,000 and 288,000 already filled in completed ballots from Bethpage, New York, into Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He normally would drop his load off and go back on his merry way. They had him sit there for 6 hours. If somebody finally came out he'd never seen before and said, take that truck down to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which he did. He left it overnight. I guess he went to sleep, came back to get his truck, and the trailer was gone.
Exactly.
The trailer disappeared. Yeah. What on earth is that? Well, why is anybody driving, not one, two, or three, but 144 to 208,000 Pennsylvania ballots out of Bethpage, Long Island, New York? Does that make any sense? So there's some aspects of this thing that seem like they came out of a Martin Scorsese film or like Goodfellas 2 or something like that. I mean, some of this stuff is really kind of mafia-esque. And again, you've got the American left and the Democrats waving their hands saying, aha, nothing there, you're crazy, you're on drugs, calm down, you freak. And this is a complete assault on our constitutional republic, and it's deadly serious. And I really wish our Democrat friends would express even a microscopic and passing interest in this.
Well, and where are the Republicans? And, you know, the outrage that's taken place. You know, DeRoy, if they do not do an audit on, you know, in these particular states in question, I mean, a true audit. I'm not talking about something that's done in-house. I'm talking about, you know, some independent people checking into this. This will be forever questioned, and Joe Biden is going to have a hellacious 4 years if he makes it through it.
Look, you're absolutely right. You've got 39% of Americans who believe that there's something wrong with this election. According to a poll done by Reuters, Ipsos, 39% of Americans believe, quote, the election was rigged, unquote. That includes 17% of Democrats, 31% of independents, and 67% of Republicans. So if Joe Biden, in fact, has his hand on the Bible on January 20th and says, so help me God, you're going to have almost four out of 10 Americans thinking, that guy doesn't belong there.
Exactly.
Either he stole it or somebody stole it for him. And that is not a very good situation for him. It's, frankly, as an American, even as someone who didn't vote for him, I want to be able to say, well, I didn't vote for the guy, but he's there legitimately, rather than, you know, that guy's a thief or the people behind him.
Exactly. Yeah,
when anybody.
No, this is unprecedented at incredible measures. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth.
Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Roy Murdoch continues with us, the New York political commentator, Fox News commentator, contributor, and contributing editor with National Review Online. Just to put a wrap on this voter fraud, because we've got so much to talk about here, DeRoy, where do we go? Where do we go from here? I mean, this idea that America, doesn't want to do this again, but yet we keep doing it again, and I doubt that they're really serious with this rhetoric that they want to do something about voter fraud.
Yeah, well, look, I think people listening to this program and others have got to demand this. This needs to be on the agenda. You know, Republicans and conservatives are very good about pushing tax cuts and school choice and things like that, and that's fine. We need to continue to do that. But I think election integrity has to be one of our top 3 or 4 issues, because if we don't get that right, frankly, people on the right are going to stop winning elections. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are very crafty people, and they want to make, now that they've had the COVID-19 excuse to have promiscuous mail-in ballots blasted out promiscuously across the country, they're going to say, well, let's do that permanently.
Yeah.
And let's have the drop boxes, and let's let people, rather than election day, let's make it election, 2 months, and let's let people drop off ballots, have ballots come in, 2 weeks after the end of election day. And you're just going to see this kind of nonsense happen over and over again. So election integrity needs to be somewhere in the top 3 or 4 issues of Republicans and conservatives. We've got to focus on this and demand, at a minimum, that we have an election system that's at least as reliable as Mexico. In Mexico, when you go to vote, you've got to show a voter ID.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
I guess that's racism on the part of Mexicans. I could say anti-Hispanic racism on the part of Mexicans.
Oh, well.
Crazy. I mean, as a black man, I got to show my ID to get onto a plane you know, to cash checks, this sort of stuff. But when you vote, if you ask for voter ID, supposedly that's an anti-black racist plot.
Exactly.
So is United Airlines racist and they ask me for an ID card when I try to get an airplane? I mean, it's just appalling. Mm-hmm. And a country that of our size, caliber, and modernity ought to be able to say, look, if you want to come vote, you got to show an ID card. And if you don't have one, we'll give you one for free.
Well, welcome to the world of identity politics. That's what this is all about. And speaking of COVID, I don't know if you saw this or not, but there was a study on the PCR test that's used to detect the CCP virus, right? And the scientists are now saying this was based on a flawed design, and this PCR test is what they've used to lock us down. I mean, so all this ties in to what we were saying earlier in terms of credibility. If we do not demand the truth and credibility, you know, you get people, you know, fudging in the fringes. And meanwhile, our lives are greatly affected by the lies that are put out there.
This is true. And this is broadly a problem we have when the so-called experts turn out to know not much more, even less than we do. You know, when mm-hmm. when you hear, you know, so-and-so is going to, there's going to be a big blue wave, and Nancy Pelosi is going to have all these new members of Democrats to help her out. And instead of a blue wave, there's a red wave, and I think the GOP picked up 14 seats. Not one Republican running for re-election to the House lost. Every Republican running for re-election won. No. I don't think I've ever seen that before. And you wonder, well, these pollsters, they're supposed to be experts. They've got their fingers on the American pulse. And it turns out, no, they have no idea what's going on. And you've got intelligence experts who were completely caught by surprise by the collapse of the Berlin Wall and all sorts of things happening overseas. You know, they didn't see the COVID-19 virus coming. So the experts at the CIA, what do they know?
Yeah.
So repeatedly we find ourselves being let down by experts, I don't think because they're necessarily evil, but because there's a limit to, I guess, what people can know, and they don't seem to know quite as much as we hope they would.
Well, I was surprised, frankly, when it comes to Dr. Fauci, for example. I mean, his team were the ones that were involved in, you know, constructing the Wuhan laboratory. They were there. They put $3 million against, against warnings by Barack Obama at the time, but Dr. Fauci went ahead and did it. He had a team over there for 18 months. They came back and said, there's trouble there. These guys are a bunch of cowboys. There's going to be a problem. Well, so why didn't he say something early on when there was an outbreak from Wuhan that his team had just, you know, come back from, saying, you know, I think a year previously said that there could be a potential problem, and he was pretty quiet on it, but yet now he's become the titular expert when it comes to anything to do with COVID and any kind of, security issues here, which is laughable.
You call him Dr. Fauci. I guess another name for him would be St. Anthony of HHS.
Yes, exactly.
Well, look, early on, I think it was in early March or maybe it was in February, he said, well, you don't need to wear a mask. This is a blowover. It's no big deal. So people attack President Trump and say, why didn't you get on this earlier? You know, they also say, listen to the scientists. One of the scientists is Dr. Fauci. And early on, he said that this was not going to be a big thing. So you listen to that expert and you get in trouble when you do so.
Exactly.
I think he could have spoken up earlier, made a lot more noise. I do, of course, put the blame primarily on the Chinese, not because I don't think they did this on purpose. I think they probably had some sort of an accident. But, you know, you can forgive somebody in your neighborhood who has a kitchen fire, and he runs outside and says, fire, fire, and the neighbors come in and help to put it out, get a bucket brigade to put the fire out. But if he has a fire in his house, doesn't say anything about it, keeps his mouth shut, his house catches fire, and the next door house next door catches fire, and pretty soon your house is on fire.
Right.
Very hard to forgive that neighbor for not speaking up and saying something. And that's what happened with China. China said, look, we've got an outbreak. This isn't good. Please get on planes, people from the U.S., U.K., France, Spain, Japan, what have you, and help us get rid of this thing. You know, I think everyone would have been appreciative of that. We would have said, all right, well, sorry, you know, too bad you had this mistake, but at least you got us to come in and clean it up. And instead of, 300,000 Americans dead, something like that, it might have been a couple thousand, might have been zero.
Yeah.
But the Chinese dummied up. They covered it up. They hid, may possibly killed Chinese scientists who were trying to blow the whistle.
Exactly.
And here we are. You know, we've country's still in a lockdown. We've got 300,000 dead Americans and probably a million or so dead overseas.
And there were no help in helping us with the vaccine and getting us the needed information that was so important in order to come up with a vaccine. I mean, you know, they are not our friends by no means or measure.
No, it's true. And, you know, I think there's such a lost opportunity for China, because if China had said, look, we goofed up, please come help us, we'll work together and address this, their standing would be so much higher. People would, the anti-Chinese sentiment you see in the U.S. and around the world wouldn't be there. I think people would have a much greater sense of, you know, let's cooperate with these folks. China would be in a much better position. But as it is now, they're, you know, there's sort of this, the skunk at the garden party. And, you know, you've got a lot of people who are very critical and very suspicious and in some cases openly hostile towards China, who had no such opinion even in, you know, 10 months ago or a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. DeRoy, what is it about the Democrats? It just seems like plagiarism is written into their DNA. If it isn't Joe Biden, you know, stealing information and claiming it as his own, we have another thing that came out. I mean, even other reporters on the left didn't know what to say and how to respond to Kamala Harris's latest anecdote about her experience as a child, which seems to be something that she may have lifted from Martin Luther King.
Yeah, a couple thoughts on this. She had this story where supposedly her parents took her to a civil rights demonstration when she was a baby. She was in the stroller, and somehow or another she fell out of the stroller, walked out of the stroller, and somebody came up to her and said, little girl, why are you here? What do you want? She said, freedom. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cute? Well, apparently there's a story back in 1965, I think, where MLK was doing one of his protests, and a woman was there with her little girl, and apparently some cop came up to her and said, why are you here? She said, or what do you want? She said, feed him. Mm-hmm. So feed him and freedom. That sounds pretty similar, doesn't it?
Right.
But what's so even worse about this is not just the plagiarism, which you see on her part and the part of Joe Biden, as you mentioned, but that she's telling a story about America as this place that's so backward and so racist and hateful that she, even as a little girl, had to protest against it. You know, why not tell a true story about a woman who's the daughter of a Jamaican and an East Indian, I believe born in California, studies in school, gets out of college, goes to law school, becomes, I think it was DA of San Francisco, eventually elected statewide as Attorney General of California. She elected statewide as U.S. Senator from California. And now, you know, on the verge of becoming Vice President of the United States as, as a woman and a woman of color.
Wow.
Boy, you can do anything in this country. What an inspiring story. I mean, whether you agree or disagree with Kamala Harris, the fact is she's, you know, gotten over some hurdles in her life pretty successfully, and here she is. That's a great story, but instead the story is apparently a stolen story about a racist country and her struggle to survive in it. And that's just a shame. It's too bad that she's focusing on the negative and apparently, you know, fallaciously so.
Exactly.
Focusing on all the positives in this country that have allowed her to get as far as she has.
It is a sad commentary, and it's unfortunate because, you know, everybody loses out on a blessing of a true positive story, just as you laid it out. You know, even though you don't agree with her, maybe politically, you just say, wow, this America is a pretty good country, that somebody can overcome these kinds of disadvantages and enjoy the success that she has. And dare I say, other people of color historically, especially in recent history, it's been most incredible, hasn't it?
It has been, and it's a story you don't hear very much anymore. And, you know, I'm an adult and I've been successful. I don't necessarily need to hear that story, but there are a lot of black boys and girls and Hispanic boys and girls and poor white boys and girls who are 7, 8, 10 years old, and it'd be very helpful to hear that sort of thing. Instead, you just hear it's a racist country. It's a rigged system. You're not going to make it. White is going to hold you down. White nationalism, white supremacism. And if you're a second or third grader and you hear that in rap songs, you see it on TV, you hear it in movies, you hear it from Kamala Harris and AOC and everyone else, you figure, you know, why am I sitting here doing my homework? You know, why don't I just go out and play? I'm not going to make it. You know, the cops are probably going to shoot me before I turn 21. So I might as well just, you know, not do my homework, goof off, you know, probably join a gang. Start doing drugs. You know, if you're a 14 or 15 year old boy, go out and, you know, knock up 14 or 15 year old girls and have a bunch of kids out of wedlock, and then you know, wait for the police department to come by and put the bullet between your eyes before your 21st birthday. And that's the message we're getting from the left.
We'll leave it there. To be continued next week. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Happy New Year, DeRoy. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year. Good to see you. Yeah.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.